the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Jennifer, Roberta, and Rich here, waiting for Dudley to come back from walking Charlotte. She needs to take care of business, of course.
She's TCBing.
She's taking care of business. The little bulldog got to take care of business, you know. So somewhere along Santa Monica, she's taking care of the business. So Pam Popper joins us this hour, along with, what?
She does?
Yes.
Are you sure about that?
I'm positive.
Ah,
good for you, Richie. Roll, Dougie.
Yeah, how's Charlotte? Everything good?
Charlotte is, yeah, she's eager to take on the day.
I'm sure she is.
So, at Doug, before we get to Pam, this sort of sets the tone for Pam, if you will. Roberta Fasanelli here, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. The story at DougSteffen.com, the really big shoe. Remember Ed Sullivan? Some of you may remember Ed Sullivan, some of you may not.
I do.
All right, so today on the Doug Steffen website, we have the story of the really big breakfast.
Mm,
the
breakfast.
Really, really big breakfast. Really, really big breakfast.
It's a belly buster.
Yeah, it is. 6,000 calories, and diners seem to like it. People in the health industry seem not to like it. Monster breakfast weighs the same as a small child. Could potentially kill diners, attracting criticism from hangry health campaigners. It's called the Kids Breakfast at Lester's Dinah. And I apologize for my roots.
Are you okay?
Roberta's roots are showing. Sometimes my
this
roots.
This happened a lot with you lately. What's going on?
I know. You're going so often.
I don't know what it is.
At least once or twice a week, your roots pop out.
Back into that, exactly.
Yeah.
So anyway, the Kids Breakfast at Jester's Diner includes 12 strips of bacon, 12 sausages, 6 eggs, and weighs 1 pound, 5 ounce more than the average newborn baby, about 9 pounds.
Imagine how good your stomach feels after
health experts are demanding its removal from the menu, warning someone with a heart condition they could die if they ate it in one sitting.
What?
Oh my gosh.
There's a warning label on it?
Yeah, 6,000 calories. Greasy Spoon owner Martin Smith says the gigantic breakfast, which comes on a 2.5 square foot plate, is a bit of fun. Inviting diners to come in, look at this, and leave heavier. Customers are also offered $15. This is a $15 meal. They get it free if they eat it all.
Right. A lot of restaurants do this, and then that guy from Man vs. Food on the Food Network shows up and does it, and gets a little publicity. That's what it is. It's a publicity stunt. We're talking about it. People are going to go see if some idiot actually does it, and that's it.
All right, so you get the story at DougSteffen.com. We'll talk about this. I'm sure Pam will be excited to have this as part of our...
Well, she loves bacon, so this is
right.
Big
she's
for her.
A big fan of
it.
Yeah, big fan of sausage, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's her favorite. Right. So,
and then we're going to talk about food freedom. There's a group called the Independent Women's Forum, which has launched a bid to get you to be able to choose. There's a... there are a lot of rulemaking efforts on the part of the FDA, the USDA, other government agencies, and these people want food freedom. We'll talk about that with Pam in a moment, too. Yeah, 11 past the hour on Good Day.
From Constant Contact is a powerful tool for small businesses. But now, Constant Contact is kicking it up a notch, helping you tap into the wonderful world of social media. Your customer now gets your informative email, but with an extra boost, a share button that lets them spread your message to all their friends. So your powerful email is now a super powerful social media email. And super powerful is way better than powerful. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
And now here's another tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a parent with children under 17, you could get a tax credit of up to $1,000 per child. And credits like these are so much better than deductions because a tax credit reduces your overall tax bill dollar for dollar. That means if you have 3 qualifying children, that's $3,000 fewer dollars you may owe Uncle Sam. To find out how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, go to TurboTax.com.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
It's actually 4 frees.
What?
Yes, it's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you get free expert help. See, that's four frees.
You just blew my mind.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Shif Move Free Ultra.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about something as important as your mortgage. Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. That's right, the Yorgage. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. Our 8-year fixed Yorgage can help. We keep your term short and we lower your monthly payment. The rate today in an 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com. The Quicken Loans Yorgage. Everything we do is engineered to amaze.
Individual results may vary. Call for additional cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Sort of sounds like everything we do for you. Hoo, hoo, hoo. Do, 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 do. 14 past. I don't know, Jennifer, to answer your question. I'm not sure what's going on with me.
You've been trying to be serious today, but yet you've got this weird, silly thing.
Well, I don't think I ever really try anything. I just whatever happens, happens. And what's happening today is a weird blend. Maybe I saw too many movies over the weekend. Just a weird blend of all kinds of things.
No, you're getting interaction today. The movies can't interact with you. So.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, Jennifer, Rich, Roberta.
Yep.
Yes.
Dr. Pam Popper is here. I don't know if you heard Pam me go through the bill of fare at this diner. The Kids Breakfast, the story at DougSteffen.com. Kids Breakfast at Jester's Diner. 12 slices of bacon, 12 sausage links, 6 eggs. It weighs 9 pounds on a 2.5-foot plate. The owner says it's $15, by the way, for the meal, and if you eat it all, it's free. So I'm sure you'd be the first one in line to devour all that good stuff, right?
You love bacon and sausage, don't you, Pam? Right.
Oh, it's my preferred meal, absolutely.
Your meat of choice.
So, yeah.
What happens when these things that are done just for fun? There's a serious side to this and a silly side to this. There's a message here, and one of the messages that also happens, the buffets, all you can eat for $6.95, all of that stuff, it just sends the wrong man. It may be fun, and we laughed about 6,000 calories, though.
Well, it's not fun. Look what's going on with Paula Deen.
Yeah.
This is an example of, you know, this philosophy of eat, drink, and be merry. And, wink, wink, we all understand you can't live on this kind of stuff. But the bottom line is that here's a person who's a public figure who's been eating this terrible garbage for a long time. She's developed type 2 diabetes. And instead of saying, I was wrong, look what happened to me, I'm in a position to have some influence, she instead says, well, my audience is poorer people who can't afford to eat well, and she made a snide comment to Oprah, I'm your chef, not your doctor, honey, you're responsible for yourself. And so I guess I'm sort of at the end of the road with this idea that we can just put this stuff out there and everybody will know better, and it's not funny anymore. I mean, most of the people in this country are sick and fat.
Yeah.
And we can't promote it anymore. It's bad for health. It's bad for the economy. It's bad for people's quality of life. It's really bad for our kids. And so I'm starting to, I used to, sort of just live and let live, and I'm kind of over that now. I'm almost on a rant about this.
Almost.
Because it's so upsetting.
Yeah. Dr. Pam Popper runs the Wellness Forum in Columbus, Ohio. One of fellow broadcasters from Astor Beulah, a guy named Joseph Pete, died over the weekend, 45, 46 years old.
Oh, God.
Way overweight. And, again, he did a fairly popular sports program. He went to the Cleveland Clinic and never got out.
It happens every day, and it's happening to younger and younger people.
Yep.
Because the diet gets worse and worse at younger and younger ages. I mean, we've talked about this before. The American Academy of Pediatrics says we need to test 8-year-olds for high cholesterol and give them statin drugs.
Yeah,
and it's because we have this idea that, oh, kids will outgrow it, and everybody understands moderation's okay. And, you know, all of these misconceptions, we really, I think, as a society, have got to start telling people the truth about diet and about health. And the cause of all of these diseases, they're all foodborne, and doing something about it. And I think we have to have a zero tolerance message out there. I mean, we wouldn't tolerate the promotion of cigarette smoking that way.
Well, we did, but we don't now.
We don't now because we know better.
Do you know the women for this group, Women for Food Freedom?
I don't. I'm not familiar with it, but it sounds like I might like them.
Yeah, I think you'd like them a lot. It's a division or sort of part of the Independent Women's Forum, and they are encouraging the government to get out. It's the war against the nanny state, and starts with women, mothers, encouraging personal responsibility so that you can choose what you eat on your own without the government telling you, like, and one of their deals is raw milk, and you know how I am on raw milk. But in general, they are trying to get people to focus on a wider, broader food choices, get away from the junk snack food, because that's what kids see on television, get more information about obesity and hunger out there. And also, really, when it comes to the issue of choosing, these people feel that our choices have been narrowed and limited, and I think that they're right. You can check them out on Facebook, but I wondered what your reaction to something like that would be.
Well, I don't think that our choices have been limited. I think that our choices are unlimited, and that's the problem. And I think that the government is too interested in being politically correct. Now, I have to say, I think government screws everything up so much that we just need to dismantle these agencies. I mean, the USDA has never issued useful dietary recommendations, so let's get them out of the business. But I also bristle when I hear people like Sarah Palin, for example, who I actually think has some good things to say, but when she talks about, you know, parents should be making decisions about food and the school shouldn't be involved in it. Well, as long as the school's serving food, the school should be responsible for serving health-promoting food based on the best science available. If you don't want to be in the food, if you don't want to be responsible for it, then get out of the food business. And so I think the issue is to not say, listen, everybody just choose whatever. That's what we have going on right now. What we need to do is we need to start getting the best scientists together who are not corrupted by the influence of money. And they're out there. I mean, the last time that the Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee met, before that committee was formed, the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine sent in recommendations of people who absolutely had no industry ties and never have had any industry ties. Not one of those people ended up on the committee.
Ah, what a shocker.
I know. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, right, exactly. Food for thought, literally and figuratively. Dr. Pam Popper, check out wellnessforum.com.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to myfreesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini Course that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part Urban Survival Mini Course at myfreesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. MyFreeSurvivalMiniCourse.com. MyFreeSurvivalMiniCourse.com or call 866-523-4076. 866-523-4076. You'll be glad you did.
Seven, 8 weeks after Otis Redding had died and became number one during February and March of 1968. Remained there, first, I think it was March 16th when it came off. He began his career with Johnny Jenkins, sang duet with Carla Thomas, had 11 chart hits, came from Dawson, Georgia, got killed in a plane crash near Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Four members of the Bar K's were also. Remember that group, Richie?
Oh, love Bar K's. Oh, yeah.
Yep. Only number one song. It was recorded 2 days before he died. This is. Hey, I get goosebumps when I tell that story. It kind of reminds me of Big Bopper.
The anniversary of that's coming up, too.
Yeah, right, sure is. So, Otis Redding and Sitting on the Dock of the Bay. We have little snippets of popular songs from various eras, various genres. Here, just to make a point, tell stories. As I listen to that, I would point you to the, we have a photo slideshow every day. And some of them, we leave up there for a week or so. Sometimes we had Charlotte up there and her trip to the beach. A day at the beach with Charlotte.
Yep.
And now we have a day at the beach. Well, the beach is being somewhat befouled by the Costa Concordia. If you haven't seen some of these really close-up pictures yet of this ship, check them out. Slideshow at DougStephan.com.
It just looks so weird to see that thing laying in the water.
On its side. Yeah, it does, Rich. And then, you know, it hasn't really changed the last couple of weeks. Apparently, they've got something underneath it that's keeping it from sliding off of that reef. But the story now that's floating around is that the captain had this chick up in the members of the crew that were in the wheelhouse, in the control room, on the bridge, whatever you want to call it. So he's up there with his 29-year-old chickapoo, and they both had a couple of drinks. So he's basically saying to her, look at what I can do. Mm-hmm. So he is, you know, he's supposedly, the request came from somebody on the ship, Baloney. He was just showing off for her. And you know,
oops.
But hey, yeah, exactly.
So dumb.
Look at how close we can get to the shoreline. So I mean, this guy will never be the captain of a ship again. He may go to jail.
He'd be lucky, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
The only ship he's going to be staring at is cell block D.
Yeah.
But, that's not a ship.
You better watch your rudder.
just amazing. What people, we had the jokes earlier this morning, and the fun you're going to have. But look at this ship, which was only, 4 or 5 years old, on its side. Can
oh,
you
it's
imagine
such a waste. Such
what
a
the
waste.
People who run, this company had been bought out by Carnival. And so they have a half a dozen ships like this. So this is a big ship for a regional sort of ship. This is a big ship. And to have its value, which is in the hundreds of millions of dollars, just sitting there.
No, it's just scrap metal.
No, it isn't. No, there's a lot of talk about them wanting to, you know, they'll
wow.
What they can do with
how
it, if they get
that?
It afloat, that's the thing. Get it afloat and keep it afloat till they get it to a dry dock. Then they can remake it, rename it.
Didn't they blow holes in the side of it, though?
Yeah, yeah. They got holes all over the side of it. Yeah.
Things like Swiss cheese now,
ship,
man.
But a ship is just welded plates.
You know what I'm shocked?
So you just take the plates and you weld new ones on the side of it. That's
I'm shocked that somebody hasn't taken an old Kathy Lee Gifford video and done it like
right.
a mashup
yeah.
video, the fun ships, you know?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
got to be coming.
It's got to be out there.
Somebody's working
yeah.
on it.
Anyway, all those pictures are in the slideshow box, right-hand side of the homepage at DougStephan.com.
Every second, someone turns to OnStar for help.
I just woke up and my car was stolen.
I hate that you had to call us under these circumstances, but I'll be happy to assist you. Are yeah. you in a safe location?
Yeah, the car was in the driveway. My wife's car was behind mine. I come out to get the newspaper. Her car's out in the street. So they pushed her car out to get to my car.
Do you have the stolen vehicle report number?
55.
Now you can add this kind of protection to your car with new OnStar FMV.
Police Department.
I have a location on a stolen vehicle. It's just off of Bridler Brook Court. It's stationary.
Thanks, OnStar. We have 3 units going out there.
This is Pete.
This is the OnStar Center. We have located the vehicle. Police should be contacting you shortly.
Okay, thanks so much.
OnStar is built into most new Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac models. And now, you can even add it to your car with new OnStar FMV. Visit OnStar.com for FMV retailers. Availability, system limitations, and details.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
When your digestion is out of sync with your life, everything feels off. Digestive issues can leave you twisted up. Count on Sustanex Advanced Probiotic to help. Sustanex survives better than other probiotics to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion so you can get back to feeling like yourself. Shift Sustanex Advanced Probiotic. Feel good, inside and out.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Program with your friend Doug Steffen, your friend Rich McFadden, everybody's friend Jennifer Horn, friendliest person I know, if you know what I mean. And then there's Roberta Casanova.
That is so rude.
There's some inside information.
Really rude.
Wow. Good morning. Wishing you a magical day, sending you a loving hug, Jennifer. Lots of people sending
parallel.
I hug anybody, so it's okay.
All right, so we had last week a discussion of Jodge. Remember? I remember what day it was, Wednesday or Thursday of last week, which prompted some response from people. You can follow us. By the way, Jen, what are we doing on Facebook today? What have we done over the weekend?
We are actually talking about if people believe in a greater power.
Ah, yes.
And I have to say,
My wife.
Yeah, right.
Yes, there you go. No, but all of our fans on Facebook really do seem to have some kind of belief. We have a lot of I do's and indeeds and definitely's. We have about 26 yeses, actually.
Good.
And without a doubt. Now, one of the funniest ones is somebody put, yep, her name is Pamela. That's that's his wife, by the way.
Right. Richard's wife, Janet.
And also we have a very funny answer from Jason Schmitz who says, yes, Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris. There we go. So here's a list of some of the, when we asked for you to tell us about your job and whether you like it or not. Well, I can't remember. What day was that? Was it Wednesday or Thursday? We had some discussion about jobs. Jennifer, maybe, did we put it on Facebook too? Just, I mean, it isn't important to know.
Oh, if you like your job. I know we had that. That was January 25th, Dougie.
Which would have been last Wednesday. Okay.
There you go.
So here is the list of some of the other favorites that came in, either people hearing about jobs or having these jobs, a yawn counter at a sleep clinic.
Huh? A yawn counter?
A guy that counts your yawns.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
No, or do you mean like a counter, like a breakfast counter?
Oh.
No, a yawn counter.
You rustle up to the counter, I believe I'll have me a yawn, thank you.
No. Mm-mm. Hey, let's see here. Interesting job. Nuclear electrician on a submarine. That sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A wallpaper peeler.
I love that job.
As
Are you
a wallpaper
kidding?
Peeler?
I used to peel our wallpaper all the time. My mom, like, seriously wanted to kill me when I was a kid.
There's a woman that works in a home for the aged, and she scratches backs.
Ew.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
With shirts on or without, because that can be a whole different
specific
game.
Here's a guy that works on a turkey farm. He's considered a wrangler. How do you wrangle turkeys? Get on your horse and chase the turkeys around.
Lasso them up.
Somebody who's an autopsy assistant.
Ew.
Yeah, it's like the television shows, right?
Mm-hmm.
No big deal. Let's see here. A gentleman who works in a veterinarian, what do we call it? It's not a clinic, but a veterinarian's, it's at a hospital.
Clinic,
I guess you would call it. Anyway, his job is to clean the kitty litter box.
Oh, yeah, the poop and the pee clean. Yeah. There's that guy at the vet. Yep.
Comments about the pictures at DougStefan.com today. The pictures, we were talking about this earlier, pictures of Charlotte last week. A lot of people like that, enjoying the sunset. And then the pictures this week that are there so far, the Concord, what is it, Costa Concordia.
Costa Concordia.
Yeah, the ship. Yep, pretty outrageous stuff. Really outrageous stuff, as a matter of fact. Speaking of outrage, you know how we have all of these people that are thinking that we have horrible relationships among members of Congress, that Republicans don't like the Democrats, Democrats don't like the Republicans. It's never been like this. How horrible can it get? On this date in 1798, a fist fight broke out in the U.S. House of Representatives, started by Congressman Matthew Lyon and Roger Griswold. They duked it out and started a fight that basically took over the whole House floor.
Awesome.
Apparently, Lyon didn't like, Griswold was talking about a particular piece of legislation. Lyon didn't like it, so he went up to him and spit in Griswold's face, upon which Griswold swung back at him, and then there was a fist fight that broke a lot of the the furniture that was in the house at that point in time. Wasn't the same building we have now. It was 1798. But you know, you think that these people today get into it, and they kind of do. The news media makes it seem worse than it is sometimes, but it's, you know, isn't it good? But back then, they didn't seem to mind having a good old, you disagree? Put up your dupes.
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
Or go out back and take your 18 paces, turn and shoot.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Yep, right. Get them up. If you're planning on flying to Europe and you're going to spend time around Spain, don't plan to fly Spanair.
Why not?
Oh.
Because they closed down over the weekend. 24,000 people waiting in airports around Spain. End of story. They closed it. They just, 6 o'clock.
Forever and ever.
Forever.
It's done.
Gonzo. Yep.
Wow.
Done. It was sponsored by the state. Spain was paying the bill. Not a well-run airline.
Yeah,
Spain hasn't got any money anymore. Right. But 25% of the people are unemployed in Spain, I think, right? It's a good socialist country for you.
Yep.
Yep. Let's take a lesson from that. Anyway, Spanair, gonzo. It was like Ryanair. You know, there are a couple of Ryanair is the equivalent in Europe of Southwest here. Use the same planes, same model. Pretty much everything is the same, and it works. So that's a private entity. And then we've had these states like Spain, which is very socialist. It's like SAS is the Swedish airline, same thing. And they have the government run the airline. Well, government doesn't know how to run the airline, and the government doesn't know how to, it can't pay for the airline. So now all these people that have worked there for 20 years are out of work. Because it was in trouble before, and the government took it over. You know, sometimes it works. The General Motors deal here and a couple of the other things that were taken over by the government, not a bad example of saving a company, although I know a guy who said he was driving an Escalade, and the day the government took over General Motors, he traded it in for a Lincoln. And I said, what did you do? He says, I don't want to drive a car that is run by a company that Obama controls. And I thought... That's a little over the top.
That's kind of dumb.
Yeah, it is. I didn't think it was too smart. Now, speaking of that, here's the disturbing case. We'll move over to Italy, Roberta, from Spain.
From Italy?
Italy. Two teenage girls forced to swim with piranhas.
What?
Story from the London Times. Three men operating a circus of horrors for a television show in Italy to mirror the fear factor.
Uh-huh.
Made these girls drape themselves with snakes and swim with the fish in order to win the prize.
Well, snakes
no
wouldn't bother
way.
Me. The girls and their parents were forced to live and work under horrible conditions with not much money or support. They've been at it for apparently a month or so. The police raided this camp. Supposedly, the circus was going to do a television program, but it ended up being just a cheap immigrant labor camp. So, imagine swimming with piranha fish.
But I think piranhas, though, if they're fed, I don't think you have any problem, because I read about, you know, how tribes in the Amazon swim with the piranhas all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. You go try it. Let me know how that works out.
Unless they're, you know.
Yeah, report back to us on that, Roberta, will you?
Unless there's some reason for them to, like, feed on you.
You remember that?
And they prefer to eat other fish, not people.
What was the movie that was made in Lake Havasu?
It was Piranha.
Oh,
it was called Piranha.
Piranha, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're going to do another one.
Big problem
right.
in Havasu.
Right. Yeah. Okay, here's another story.
It says here, most piranha species are quite harmless and docile.
Really? Well, I imagine that'd be your
whatever.
Next pet then, right?
The one with a nasty reputation for aggressive behavior are the red-bellied piranha.
Yeah.
You can't trust a red-bellied
right.
piranha.
Right, so swim under his belly
me.
And take a look and see what color it is and then yeah. report back to us.
Yeah, let us know about that, Roberta, will you?
Yeah.
Story from Indiana today. Teenager accused of selling drugs at school said he got the illegal substance from his parents.
I got it from you, Dad.
Yeah.
Authorities say the 13-year-old selling pot at the middle school told him he got it from his father's stash. Officials investigated the home. Case got more bizarre when a young child was found in the closet of the home.
What?
Michelle Thomas told him that she was babysitting this one-year-old, put the baby in the closet so she could smoke pot.
Oh, dear.
How does that... Yeah. How do you do
still
that?
Still want to legalize it?
I don't mind legalizing it, but it hasn't got anything to do. It's illegal, and this is going on now. So what difference does it make whether it's legalized or not?
There'll be more kids stuffed in closets while the babysitter's getting high is what will happen.
Bunk them. You're so full of baloney. You are. You're full of old... My father used to say...
You just read the story.
But that didn't come about. The product is illegal now, and those are happening. Those things are happening. So what is legalizing it going to... It's going to make... It's so silly... You know, you come up with these things. Let's do like Dr. Kent. Prove it. And then don't expect me to disprove it.
Okay. Yeah, what is that? All you have to do is play the odds. If there's more of it.
Mm-mm. Sorry. Well, you and I can disagree without being disagreeable, right? Rich McFadden.
Sure.
No, we can't.
800.
Moron.
Dumbass. 800. 510. Yeah, but you'll hit the button.
I didn't. I let that fly. Oh. You own it.
There you go.
It's all yours, man.
You own it.
See what he's like to me? See how he treats me?
Nice knowing you.
To whom are you saying that, Jennifer?
To both of you. It's nice knowing both of you.
Our Super Bowl poll from the weekend... What's your favorite part of the Super Bowl? 44% said the commercials.
Yeah,
people are
going to
stay home from weddings and stuff. You saw the survey, Roberta.
Nobody's going to stay home from weddings.
But now that
nobody...
you just go on YouTube afterwards.
Yeah, dumb enough to get married on the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
21% said the fact the baseball season is just around the corner. 23% said the game itself. 6% said the snacks. 5% said the halftime show. Madonna's doing that. So the survey that's out today, Roberta...
Yeah.
Among the findings, people who were interested in the Super Bowl, 15% said they'd miss the birth of their child for a Super Bowl game.
Well, what if you were like me and and you're giving birth yourself? I mean, can you, like, miss the birth of your child to
watch the game?
The cool news is when you're screaming and yelling because you're pushing, people probably just think you're rooting for the game.
So yeah, exactly.
You know.
Right.
19% would miss the funeral of a loved one. 20% said that they would skip the wedding of a close friend all to see the Super Bowl. How about you? 800-510-8255. Expressions of love will be shared here on the Good Day program. 15 before the hour.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal, and the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day, and the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the digestive advantage from Schiff.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome31.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome31.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome31.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome31.com. IncomeAtHome31.com. That's IncomeAtHome31.com.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
I heard that I can use TurboTax for free.
That's true.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
That's also true.
Awesome. You guys are the best.
Yes, that's true as well.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hey, this is Tatiana, and I say yes, green apple is better. Cherry is just so expected, like the world tasted cherry and forgot to taste anything else. A green apple kiss stands out. It's got lots of moisturizers, so it's always softer and smoother. Because I want the guy who's kissing me to know it's Tatiana who's kissing him back.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
From the food and what are you eating department today on the Doug Stephan Good Day program, maybe now we know what God meant in Genesis when he told the serpent that Eve's offspring would crush his head. Story today from Israel, a 13-month-old boy was found chewing the head off of a 12-inch-long poisonous snake.
Oh, cool. Oh, cool.
Yum.
Doctor
That's
said
gross.
The boy was totally fine. Ay, ay, ay.
Well, sure, he didn't get injected by the venom. He was eating the...
Now the
eating
story...
the head off a snake.
Ugh.
Was his name... Who's that rock star that used to do that?
Alice Cooper.
Alice Cooper, yeah. There you go.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Those are... He's all normal now, too, have you seen
yeah.
him?
Yeah.
Well, he's got a radio show.
Rock.
And he's a great golfer, too.
Yeah, he's a great golfer, and he writes classical music.
Yeah, now. And he apparently has always been a pretty good guy. I have a friend here who was a friend of his that's a good guy. Very good guy. So the fact that people, shoppers, are using federal food stamp money to purchase a lot of unhealthy junk is the impetus behind a bill that has been set forth. Would you be in favor of a bill that would completely limit what people could use their welfare money and or food stamps for? They couldn't use it for anything other than health food. I guess the FDA determines what's health food. But
yeah,
I don't
would.
Like having someone determine what is considered health food.
Right, and the other
but
thing
otherwise,
is,
I think they shouldn't be able to buy. Weird
in most
stuff.
Of the neighborhoods where people need this, you know, help, there is no health food. They can't even get grocery stores to open up in these neighborhoods.
But now 45% of the country, Richie, is using food stamps. 45% of us, you,
wow.
using food stamps. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog, packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
My heart, Phil Collins from Tarzan, the Disney flick. Phil Collins is 61 today. This is Phil's biggest hit. Was on the number one position for 19 weeks in 1999.
No way.
And won the Oscar that year for Best Song. You'll Be in My Heart from the movie. It was an animated movie, too, wasn't it? Tarzan is
And a Broadway show, too.
Yeah, really? Okay. All right, so there we have our musical
moment.
Of
all of Phil Collins' music, that this
that
is
was his number
biggest,
one.
Yeah, his biggest hit ever.
That's... Did you start talking while I was talking?
Yeah.
Yeah, and what did you say? Because I couldn't hear. I was talking. I didn't hear what you said when you started.
No, I just started.
Really?
When you finished there.
Oh, you did?
I would dare. I would never dare to step on top of you, Sir Doug.
Okay.
Did you hear what I said, though?
King Doug. Yeah, you said of all the number one songs Phil Collins has had.
Right.
See, I do listen to what you say. You're surprised. This is
really,
yeah. You do. I use you.
Shocking.
Say you things and I listen. Yeah, it happens every day, Rich. Yeah.
Really.
A couple of times anyway.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, 54 past the hour. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. We have a contest, and then we'll go through the box office totals for the weekend. This movie helps us celebrate one of the best character actors of our time. Is 82 today. Hard to believe. You'll recognize his voice immediately. Here we go, Richie.
Doesn't it give you kind of a shudder of electricity through you to be in the same room with me?
Yeah.
That's not Rich saying that.
Yeah, that would be Doug saying that.
800-510-8255. Chuck, you know the movie, right?
I think I do. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, okay. Let's do another clue, Richie.
Thanks to the generous help of the United States government, we are about to be involved in the greatest real estate swindle of all time.
Yep.
Come on.
Got that, right? 800. That was a good role for him. He was good in all, whether he's a really good bad guy, a really good guy, or a make-believe bad guy.
I'm not sure of the movie, though.
Oh, yes. Yeah. You have
okay.
To.
Okay.
I know you're too intellectually.
I need the gimme.
You're too, Richie, grounded intellectually not to know what this movie is.
Yeah, I mean, I know him, obviously. Yeah. I love him, but.
Okay. Last clip.
Just stands to reason. When it came time to cash in your chips, this old diseased maniac would be your banker.
Uh-huh.
Hmm.
800.
Biggest hit of 1978.
Yep. Big movie. 800-510. It brought people back around to this movie, or to this this
genre. Well, it started that genre.
Yeah. 800-510-8255. Think Big Green Jewel. How's that for a hint, Chuck? You like that?
That's pretty good.
Yeah. 800-510-8255. You know what the answer is? You haven't won before in Movie Moments. Tell us what the movie is. At 800-510-TALK, you get a prize. And Chuck is going to review what the big box office scores were this weekend in a moment.
Grandpa!
Hey, Gary!
What up here? Sit down on the porch.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Hey, it's freezing back here.
Ugh. Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Sorry.
Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip! And we won't need a convertible!
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
All right, Chuckle, let's go through what you saw and what the box office totals were.
Well, number one movie at the box office was The Gray. I got a chance to see it Saturday night, and I must admit I was very impressed. Liam Neeson is terrific, and overall the movie is much more than a man versus wolf wilderness film. There's some bigger themes here, such as life, death, and faith. I was, again, very impressed, and this is going to be one of the best films of the year. It made $20 million in business. Top five, Underworld Awakening, placed second, 2.5, 45 million in 2 weeks. One for the Money, the new film with Katherine Heigl, actually opened fairly decent, 11.7 in business, placed third. Red Tails placed fourth, 10.4. And Man on the Ledge, just 8.3. That is disappointing for an opening weekend. I got a chance also to see The Descendants with George Clooney. Thought it was good. Clooney's very solid, but I don't think he's worthy of a Best Picture Oscar. And I saw The Artist. This is a solid black and white silent movie, an interesting movie-going experience, very inventive. I like the two leads a lot, but again, I just don't feel it's worthy of an Oscar for Best Picture. You can't give this movie the Oscar, the same Oscar that The Godfather, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, Ben Hur, and Gone with the Wind won.
Right.
It's a minor movie.
So Duncan, what's the name of the movie?
Superman.
Superman. Gene Hackman is 82 today. You got it, sir. Hold on.